It's now an established routine along the coastline of northern Japan. Police, firefighters, members of Japan's self-defense forces, and local citizens spend their days probing the rubble of devastated communities to look for the dead. More than 11,000 people are known to have died in the tsunami that followed a record 9.0 earthquake there 3 weeks ago. Another 16,000 people are still missing. Many are believed to have been swept out to sea as the waters receded. Many others are buried in the debris of thousands of homes and businesses destroyed by the rising and rushing waters that day. And NPR's Stu Seidel has been in Japan since just a few days following the earthquake and tsunami. He spent most of his time in Tokyo, but earlier this week, Stu visited the northern coast of Japan. And Stu, please tell us where you went and what you saw.
I went to the seaside town of Rikuzen-Takata, or I went to the ruins of Rikuzen-Takata. It was a place where about 23,000 people lived. The town sat in a flat area about a mile deep, backed by green hills, facing a harbor that opens onto the Pacific Ocean. Looking out over the harbor, Scott, the water was totally calm, placid. You turn around and there's a wasteland. The only things standing were a few buildings made of concrete or the skeletons of steel frame buildings. 2 6-story concrete apartment buildings were still standing. The first 5 floors were washed through and through empty. The top floor, all the windows were still there. The waters hadn't reached that high. Everywhere there was debris. Most of the buildings in northern Japan are made of wood, and the debris was like a field of broken up 2x4s.
Any people?
Very few. We saw groups of recovery workers. They carried long poles as they walked through the debris, gently probing the poles into the litter. They were walking around looking for bodies. In the distance, I was there with one of our translators, Naomi Kodama. We saw a group of maybe a dozen workers standing around a stretcher with a body on it, shrouded. Mm-hmm. In the further distance, there was another group of workers standing around another stretcher. I have no idea. I don't think anybody has any firm idea of how many people died in Rikuzen-Takata. It's certainly in the confirmed hundreds. There are estimates that as many as 40% of the residents of the town are still missing.
And Stu, any who survived, where are they now?
Many are in shelters nearby. Some are living with friends. Some are living with family. We went to one of the shelters, a junior high school. We walked around the junior high school for a while, and then we went to another nearby building, a warehouse that's been turned into a sort of information center. And upstairs in the second floor, there's a room where 4 people are sitting with laptop computers. On the wall opposite them, there are 2 long lists on the right-hand side, the much longer list, showing the names of people who are missing. There were maybe 3 or 4 people looking at those lists, scanning them, looking for names. The other list was of the people who were confirmed to have died. And there was one woman standing there looking at that list, and she was just standing staring at a single page.
NPR's Stu Seidel in Tokyo, thanks so much.
Certainly, Scott.